till 6. This is Bouncing Around on 882 6PR.
Yes, very clever that My Lights from Advantage. Yeah, I've seen it actually in operation, and it is very, very impressive indeed, and actually quite earth-shattering, something quite revolutionary. Advantage Air is where you can get more details on that. We're here for Toolmart and also Purely Commercials, Bouncing Around with Peter Vlahos on this Saturday afternoon at 20 past 5. The Perth Wildcats take on the New Zealand Breakers. Haven't they had some gigantic contests in recent years? Of course, grand finalists over the last few years. They have been the top two NBL franchise. And joining us is a man that's basically played through all that period, Sean Redditch, here on 882 6PR. Sean, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me.
There's something about the Wildcats-Breakers matches these days on the back end of these two clubs being the marquee clubs when it comes to finals in recent times.
Yeah, we've all, you know, I think we've got a lot of respect for the Breakers. I guess, you know, it's kind of been us and them winning championships the last few years. So I think that there's a one respect between each other, but around the league, just for the program that they've built and I guess the success that they've had. So we know it's always going to be a tough game against them, and I expect the same. It seems to be every time we match up against these guys, it seems to be a close game, come down to one or two possessions.
I know you've done a lot of traveling in the years that you've been involved with the Wildcats, but yesterday they were in Cairns, the New Zealand Breakers. So they've gone from New Zealand up to Cairns, played yesterday, and fly across the country to take on the Wildcats tomorrow. It's a bizarre weekend for them.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think us in New Zealand kind of get the short end of the stick travel-wise sometimes during the year. I think, you know, it's obviously a tough trip to play on Friday and then travel over to Perth and play on Sunday here in Perth. So it's, you know, I think each team's kind of got a part in the season at one point during the year that you're going to have to battle and probably have a tough schedule. This is probably one of the tougher ones that you can have probably in the world. So we'll hopefully we can use that energy we get from the crowd and try and wear them out a little bit.
Saying that, you've been involved in road trips like that. How much does it take a toll on the individual, particularly playing a game yesterday and then, of course, again tomorrow, and traveling those incredible distances?
Yeah, I mean, it is hard. I think the more you do it, I guess you probably do get used to it and learn to, you know, what you need to do to get your body right, your mind right. It is a grind, but, you know, I think we're probably used to it as well. I mean, those long flights, you learn how to make sure your body's, you know, take care of it and get ready for the game. But there is definitely something there, flying, and then playing the next day. So hopefully we can use that to our advantage tomorrow.
Let's look at the team. Injury curse continues for Damian Martin. You've had a few over the years. You must be feeling for the skipper. It looks like being out for up to 3 months.
Yeah, it's one of those that you hate to see anyone go through, and especially a guy like Dama, who he's your captain and brings so much to the team. So it's he'd just gotten back. He was rushing to get back. He wanted to help the team out, and after his broken jaw, and then literally, you know, second quarter of coming back and does an unlucky knee injury. So it's, he's been positive. He's been great during the week. You know, he wants to be out there helping us, but hopefully, I think we're going to have guys step up. You know, I think Corbin Rowe, he's been with the club for a couple years now, and he got a lot of time in the preseason as well. We had Damo was away at the Olympics, and Jared Kinney was battling some injuries. So we've got a lot of confidence that our young guys, especially Corbin, can step up and play a vital role for us.
There's an old adage in sports saying you're only as good as your reserves or backup, and you feel confident you've got those reserves or backup to carry you through when your first five, when some of your first five players are unavailable.
Yeah, it's, basketball is one of those where, you do have a great bench, and I think we're pretty lucky here at the Wildcats, especially to have some guys that have kind of been in the system and kind of can step into those roles when need be. So we've got a lot of confidence. We do a lot of work with development guys, and you know, hopefully, and I think it's going to pay off all that work the coaches have done with them throughout the years. And it's, you know, it's a great challenge, great opportunity. And I guess we're looking forward to tomorrow and hopefully just improving on the level of play we've had the last few games.
Sean, you've been around the NBL now for a number of seasons. I think this season's competition is going to be as close as any that we've seen in recent times.
Yeah, I think you kind of felt that coming into the season, just when you looked at each roster and how deep each team is. You know, you got guys coming off the bench that are really good players and, you know, can kind of take over games in their own right at times. So, you know, just have to look at the records at the moment. There's no team, you know, we're sitting, I think, 5-2, and Sydney's just lost a couple. So, you know, those teams, you know, people would probably put at the top. But, you know, it's a log jam there for third, fourth, fifth, all the way, I guess, down to eighth. So it's only a game or two separating the teams. And I think it'll come down to a one or two games will determine if you get into the finals or not. And, you know, I think most teams will have a shot even going into the last week or two of the season.
I see they've signed 24-year-old David Stockton. Do you know much about him?
No, a little bit more about his dad, John Stockton, the Hall of Fame point guard for the Utah Jazz. But you know, we watched some film on him today, and he looks like he can play. You know, he's got a good feel for the game. I think he's had a couple 20 assist games in the D League, so you don't get that by accident. And you know, definitely comes from good pedigree. So it's you know, I think it's still up in the air if he's playing or not. But we're going into the game assuming that he is going to be ready to play. And you know, it just gives another challenge with all the great players that they have, Kirk Penny and Corey Webster and Thomas Abercrombie. They're all playing at a pretty high level at the moment.
And as we leave you, Sean, body stacking up okay?
Yeah, now looking, feeling good and looking forward to helping the team out tomorrow night. It's, you know, I'm still enjoying my basketball and I guess, physically wise, I feel great at this point in the season. So, you know, I'm looking forward to having a strong, I guess, rest of the year. And, you know, hopefully we'll be celebrating in March.
Good on you, Sean. Good luck tomorrow night. And thanks for joining us here on 6PR this afternoon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Yeah.